Two nudes. I was working in a bookstore, and as an antidote to the twin torment of exhaustion and boredom, one day I went with a friend on a walking tour. We made it as far as Berlin, and there I met the man I would move with to a boarding house, then to furnished rooms in the flat of a civil servant, and from there one morning in January to the registry to be married. We then moved to a studio apartment, and 2 years later from there to where boys returning from the war would remove their collars and sew them back on with red thread to demonstrate the end of their allegiance to the cruel and fastidious past. Everyone wanted to be launched into a place from which you could look back and ask whether the red was also meant to enact spilled blood. You could say so, but only if you want to insist that history's minutiae is best read as allegory. The fact is, history didn't exist then. Every day was a 24-hour standstill on a bridge from which we discreetly looked into the distance, hoping to catch sight of the future. It's near where you're standing now. One day we were lying in the sun, dressed in nothing but our skin, when a camera came by and devoured us.